Republican lawmakers are trying to undo the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention plan. They've introduced legislation to shut down the program, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Obama program was designed to lower interest rates and mortgage payments for struggling homeowners, and it's actually worked for around 600,000 people across the country. But critics say it should be reaching a lot more people.
3.3 million families that might have been reached by this program if only it had been better designed, better managed, and better executed by the Treasury Department.
Neil Barofsky is the special inspector general installed as a watchdog over the government's bank bailout efforts. He spoke at a congressional hearing yesterday. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry has just introduced legislation to end the foreclosure prevention plan, which is called the Home Affordable Modification Program. He questioned Barofsky.
Mr. Barofsky, is the 3 to 4 million under the HAMP program, was that the original goal set forward? If you recall,
3 to 4 million was what was originally intended and announced as the number of sustained.
Barofsky has been critical of the Treasury Department for not doing more to make the program work better and reach more people, and also for not offering a current estimate of how many homeowners the program will actually reach now.
It's somewhat shameful that at this point, here we are in March 2011, and the Treasury Department will, in one breath, say that, well, we know the number is not going to be anywhere close to what we originally said it would be, and then in the second breath, refuse. I mean, this is such a basic failure in transparency, to refuse to tell you what their expectation is as to the total number that are going to receive permanent modifications. It evades accountability, and it's trying to cover up a program that is clearly a failure.
Barofsky and other critics say that one of the program's major weaknesses is that it's a government program, but it relies on the banks to decide who gets help and who doesn't. And they say the banks lose homeowners' paperwork all the time. They reject homeowners from the program when they actually should qualify. The Treasury Department and Barofsky both agree that the banks, or mortgage servicers as they're called, have been doing a terribly inadequate job.
An abysmal job. There's universal agreement to that. But Treasury has done nothing to punish or penalize these servicers.
One of the problems is that the servicers, the banks, often string homeowners along in a way that hurts them. The banks are supposed to tell a homeowner within 3 months whether they qualify for help. But that process can drag on for much longer, sometimes more than a year. And during that time, the homeowner makes smaller payments. But if in the end they get rejected, rightly or wrongly, they suddenly owe a pile of back payments. It can be $5,000 or $10,000 that they can't possibly pay because those smaller payments are then considered inadequate.
They're hit not just with a bill for all of the difference between their trial payments and the amount original done, but late fees. I mean, homeowners are being hit with late fees, and Treasury permits this in their program. Late fees when they've never actually missed a payment.
For its part, the Treasury Department defends the program. It says it's not perfect, but it has helped more than 500,000 people and keeps helping more. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was asked about ending the program this week.
It would cause a huge amount of damage to a very fragile housing market and leave hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans without the chance to take advantage of a mortgage modification that would allow them to stay in a home they can afford.
Barofsky, the TARP inspector general, stopped short of calling for the program to be shut down. He has long called for the Treasury to fix it so it will help more people. Chris Arnold, NPR News.